Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Right-hand dribble, round bars. Wall is there. Kyrie Euro steps in the paint, throws out to the wing. Terry Rozier puts in the hands of Kyrie against Wall. Five in the shot clock. Kyrie rises. Tough three.
Bang!
Got it! Oh, a dagger of a three by Kyrie Irving with John Wall in his face.
Get off my damn toe, man.
Celtics by two. 32 seconds to go. Wall drives past bars, gets to the cup easily and scores again. Tie game with 21 seconds to go in the overtime. Kyrie Irving out near half court. Pull up. Crazy deep.
Bang!
And he got it!
Kyrie, doggone it. Kyrie, I'm having a heart attack out here.
Nobody thought Kyrie was going to take that shot except Kyrie. Beal for the tie. That one rims out. Rebound, punch to the wing. Great save by John Wall. His deep three. Short with 5 seconds to go. Oubre can't save the rebound. Celtics get it with 2.5 to go.
Wow. That man right there is a stone cold killer.
Nope. Stone Cold Assassin.
Assassin.
You blew it, Max.
Assassin.
And you're wrong, Grandy. I knew he was going to take that shot. Everybody wanted him to take that shot. You knew he was going to pull up, too. Because he just had that little freeze right there. And he's like, I'm thinking about it. The second Wall looked away. Boom. Psh, goes right up. That was badass. I even got excited.
It takes quite a bit to get you excited.
On that type of night when they got all those guys down against that team.
Yeah. Celtics have excited you.
What? What's that look for?
Celtics have excited.
Well, it's not.
You know what they say to me?
Yeah, a couple of happy birthdays, though. Happy birthdays.
Today?
Yeah. Oh, Beatle, how dare you?
I picked the music today. This is a good one.
How much of the music did you pick today?
I'm going to say right now that he gave Jim a list of six
seven
songs.
Seven.
One. Yeah. He says one so far.
One.
One.
Seven. We'll work on it next break.
All the same. Hey, do you feel that little rivalry thing with the Wizards again?
No.
No? No, I feel the matchup.
A little bit? I mean,
maybe one or two players.
Don't you hate that team? I just watched that team. I hate them.
John Wall is the biggest crybaby.
Baby.
Oh, my God.
And
look.
Replay.
Right. Looking for the fouls. That's nothing new in the NBA.
Baby.
But what a crybaby.
Dude, his first step, though.
Oh, he's incredible.
Oh, great
he's
player.
Fantastic.
No, let's talk about him as a player.
They couldn't stop him going to driving to the bucket. Like somebody until the one time Kyrie jumped in front.
And I would say, oh, I love it when he's, you know, arguing for a foul and then he doesn't make it back on defense. But his speed to get back on defense too, which I never really thought of him as, you know, being a great two-way player before, but he's really good. He was phenomenal last night. It's just Kyrie. And watching Kyrie hit those back-to-back threes at the end of that game, he was covered. He had no business taking that shot, no room to move back. And then the one that was damn near at half court, a possession or two later. To me,
the second to last one I thought was
bigger. That's the
type
of stuff.
You said that too, right?
Yeah, he's got the great handle, and of course he can drive inside and he can make all those shots. But when you hit, as Max, I think, said last night, two daggers, right?
Right.
Two daggers. Mm-hmm. That's when any time someone talks about, maybe let him go, oh, it's not the worst thing. Stop it. Stop it. There's nobody on this team that has a ceiling that looks like what Kyrie Irving is right now. And you don't want to talk about Terry Rozier replacing. You want to talk about, you know, Jaylen Brown and what he could do. Stop it. You don't. You think back to this time, like a game like last night, because last year it happened. He was incredible during the season. And then when he goes away, we're like, oh, look at this. They're making the Eastern Conference Finals without Kyrie.
Hardy, I remember you making this point in the spring. where you were pissed at everybody for not remembering
short memories
what
on
it
Kyrie
is that
Irving.
Kyrie can do for your team. So on a day like this, you should.
So you weren't in on a scary Terry
t-shirt?
Pound
on the table and tell everybody.
That's Kyrie Irving.
Terry Rozier can't do what he does.
No.
Not even close.
No.
And I'm not sure. I'm not sure anybody said that he could be the same player. It was if you got other guys to sort of ascend, like Tatum and Brown.
Great.
And
except that doesn't work in the NBA. That doesn't work.
Yes.
You need guys who can do what Kyrie did, and you need two.
You need stars.
You really need three of them.
You need stars.
That's
He's
what you need.
That gave you flashbacks. That gave me flashbacks to when they won it in Cleveland. Remember when he took over that series in Cleveland and he ends up getting the MVP and just he was unconscious. Just everything he shot went in. And I'm with Hardy, and I thought the second to last three was bigger than the obviously the last one's always big. I mean that's the game winner, but. Man, you just thought they had that at the end of regulation, too. And they just let it go away.
Well, you got to box
like,
out.
Damn, Jesus.
You got to box out.
Like, they didn't need that to go overtime. You know, but, hey, give them credit for winning in overtime. That's seven in a row. That's good. Beatles, right? He called this. It seems like they flipped the switch.
Called it.
He did. Yeah.
You know, and by the way, John Wall, he was questionable to play last night.
Oh, he didn't look questionable when he played.
But he had missed the game before.
I know.
Didn't know he was going to play. What, he put up 30 last night?
I'm going to sleep.
But the other standout in that game, watching him, and it's not necessarily new, but the consistency with which he's delivering now, Marcus Morris. Got to give that guy a ton of credit. I mean, he had soft hands last night, and he was on a couple of those putbacks, really, really timely possessions where they needed two more at that moment. And there he was. And I give him a ton of credit. I don't know if it was a little bit better than he's been played. It seemed like he was a little bit more effective, but, you know, they've needed him, especially as impressive as that win was over the Pelicans a couple of nights ago when they had nobody. When Irving's out and Hayward's out and Horford's out. And they got to rely on, you know, Marcus Morris essentially being the man. Well, Kyrie Irving comes back in, and you know what? He's still contributing, and he's still making his presence known. Playing against his brother, they bring out a little bit more last night. I don't know. I don't care. As long as the consistency continues, because consistently he's been more than just a role player lately. And I think that's a good sign for this team. As much as it is having Kyrie back out there doing Kyrie things. That was fantastic.
Really was. Exciting game, exciting finish, all of that good stuff. You know who wasn't a part
Celtics.
Of it?
Look at us starting Celtics.
I don't know why I felt annoyed by this last night, but it's starting to annoy me that the Celtics pay Al Horford $30 million a year, and he's just not even, you know, again, he's injured, he's hurt, but it feels like he's less and less a part of this team. When you have guys like Marcus Morris and Marcus Smart continuing to make those important winning type of plays, you can count on those guys to do some of the little things.
Well, you don't
right? You know, the little
you
things?
You don't understand, Al Horford.
But can you get those things from those other players?
No.
Yes, you can.
Don't do it.
You,
don't do it.
Yes, no. You can.
There are going to be matchups in the playoffs where you need Horford. That's okay. The bottom line.
I agree.
They can win games in the regular season by, they had Jaylen Brown and Horford both out. Like, they can win games with guys, two or three guys even out.
Yeah.
But they can't win playoff series with two or
There's
three
gonna
guys.
There's going to be matchups. You're going to need that lengthy, more athletic guy than a Baines, and I understand that, but that's why I asked Stevens this yesterday. Does it make you a little nervous? You got to be a little more guarded because of exactly what they termed the knee. Because B-Rob said this too last spring. Like, hey, guys, don't forget. I remember being down here at the Star Market Studios down at the Garden. This guy ain't getting any younger. You know, he's banged up, and he was dealing injuries last year. And he's definitely on the back end of the back nine. And when you get to that point, and you start having his knees, and coach compared it to Marcus Morris's knee situation, right? Might be a little bit different. You know, you might have to have scheduled days of rest with this guy as this season progresses. If to what Jim says, you're going to need him, you know, based on matchups once the playoffs start. So, something to watch with them. I'm with you though. 30 million is a lot for that guy. Jesus.
Oh, it just feels like we're at a point where less and less is what it feels.
You're not depending upon him.
You're not depending on that player.
It's not that you don't need him. You're not, you know, when you rank, okay, here's what we are. And just the Marcus Smart energy last night.
And sorry, it's only $28.9 million.
Sorry, Beetle. But, like, you see what the edge Marcus Smart plays with and what he means to this team. And you just watch the grit. You rank him on a scale of,
and
like
Marcus Morris.
1 to 10. I don't know. I don't know if Horford's a top five guy.
From game one,
meaning as far as dependability of what you need from each player as this thing progresses, and dependability moving forward, who you lean on.
So Celtics have played 27 games to this point. Has anyone been more consistent than Marcus Morris?
No. No.
From game one through game 27.
No.
I'm not talking about who's been the best.
Steady.
Or who's had the highest
peak. Same guy.
No, just in terms of consistency and sort of bringing it. He's been a valuable piece to this team this year. And there's just no way around that. You have to admit that.
Celtics are clicking.
They certainly are. They most Celtics certainly are.
Yep.
And, I think we hit a point last night where they were down, 11?
Would they rip off 10 in a row?
And did you feel like the game was over at that point?
No.
Did you feel like they couldn't get back into it? And I'm not sure we felt like that the entire year. But last night it felt like, okay, you're down 11. Put
Let's
a run
go.
Together
Wake
here.
Up. Yeah.
Put a run together and get right back in it. And they did. And they did. And I think that's maybe the first time we felt that way this year about this team. Brad Stevens told us yesterday that the Wizards are better than what their record showed, that they had sort of had a bumpy start, as did his team. So they were in sort of similar spots. Didn't get off to their best start, but they're a good team. And last night, I feel like the Celtics beat another good team. Better than some of their other recent competition. That's for sure.
If they do meet him again in the playoffs, yes, I will feel a little bit of that rivalry rekindled to answer the question.
I just don't like
earlier,
them.
But
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. I don't like them either, but I don't take them as seriously as I probably should. And between Wall and Beal, everyone should take them very seriously. I just don't, for whatever reason. Maybe because they've had opportunities to do some big things and they've missed out. Sometimes it's due to injury. Sometimes it seems like they lack a little bit of that finish, that kill. Last night, they should have won that game. When you get a gift, like a putback, someone forgets to block a box out Beal on a free throw that could have iced the game. And instead, he gets through and you force overtime like that on your home court. That's a game that you should go on and then win. And they couldn't. Little things like that. That's why I can't take Washington seriously.
Good opening segment. It's a good one right there. It's a good start. Good start to today. Not that I was worried about today, but sometimes you get a little distracted.
Yeah. Birthday?
No.
Yeah. It's Zoe's birthday.
No. End of the
Everybody
week.
Everybody wish Zoe. Like,
no, I don't want that. I don't want
everyone
to
go to the Silver Street Grill tonight. Wish Zoe a happy birthday.
Don't you dare.
What time
Big
are you
crowd
there?
Singing
I don't
it.
Know. What time are you there?
I'll be there at 9.
7 to 9? Is that it? 7 to 9 at Sylvan Street Grill?
No. He's done at 9.
That's why I said 7
he'll
to
be
9.
There. He just said he'll be there.
Walking out that door at 8.
6 to 8? What time do you get
7 to 8.
7 to 8.
Yeah.
7 to 9.
Nope. 7 to 8.
7 to 8. Okay. Between 7 and 8 tonight, you can go see Zoe
you gotta drive
at Sylvan Street Grill.
Big game tonight.
Wish
Big
him
game
happy
tonight.
Birthday.
I got to get back for the game. Yeah. Got to get back for the game. Big one tonight. Color Rush night.
The uniforms.
Come on. Chargers. Chargers Chiefs.
Absolutely. Burt
Breer's Melvin Gordon playing or not? Is Melvin Gordon playing or not?
I don't know.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the sports up.
Seventh inning and a pitching change for the Red Sox. David Price outstanding again. Joe Kelly takes over. Struck him out. Kelly ready with another. Left side. Devers. Two out. Randall strikes out. And Joe Kelly with a 1-2-3-7.
Everybody enjoys the end of the Joe Kelly experience in Boston. It was great.
He just wants a higher number.
He had a great performance in the playoffs and in the World Series.
I love Joe Kelly.
And now he's joined the enemies. He's joined the Dodgers on a 3-year deal.
Are they the enemy?
Well, in the World Series, they were.
It's like saying
I saw Dave
Falcons
Roberts
the enemy.
I saw Dave Roberts doing an interview at the winter meetings, and I just thought, I can't believe they gave you a 4-year extension, you loser.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep being a contender.
I want to remember him for nothing other than him stealing the base. That's all I want to remember him for. And then I want it to end right there. Like, to have to know that he is a terrible manager, that hurts me. It hurts me in ways that I don't enjoy.
Baseball guy, yeah.
No. Good baseball player. Not good baseball guy or manager. No. So, Joe Kelly is going to join his team.
Good for Joe.
For 3 years.
Chessless freak.
And $25 million.
That's what winning World Series gets you money, man. Look at Evaldi, look at him.
They're going to pay Joe Kelly over $8 million per year.
Yes.
You can have him. You can have him.
Yeah.
Really. With
you. Right. Good for Joe.
Enjoy.
I mean, think about he's revived his career, really.
Do you know why he took this offer? It's only, what, December 13th?
Dave
Dombrowski yesterday was talking about he wants to put a deadline in place for a free agency. He wants there to be some sort of deadline because he thinks that people work towards a deadline. Like, they'll get everybody signed on a deadline. Did you see this?
What happens after the deadline?
I don't know. I'm like, what does this mean?
When the hell did they sign JD Martinez last year?
I kid you not. Like, there is...
Remember how long it took him to sign Martinez? Like, spring training started. Like, is his heel okay? Is his foot okay? Is he there? Is the player coming? Like, John Henry and them had that big meeting. You know, let's meet the press. And they had, like, no clue that they were even going to announce this later in the day. Yeah. I didn't know you had to hurry up and sign guys by mid-December. He's nippleless.
He's without nipples.
He is.
Who's that? Oh, Joe Kelly.
There's those pictures of him, like, in the fight. And like, he didn't have, I don't think he has nipples. I don't see collarbones. He may be boneless. Who's the guy who played with the Bruins that had the jelly hand?
Brett Connolly.
Connolly, yeah. Like, don't shake his left hand.
So, with this being the case, you know, he wants, like, some sort of deadline put in place, like, right, to get the free agent signed. Like, yeah, everyone, if we work on a deadline, it'll speed things up in the offseason. Mm. Like, maybe there'll be some blackout periods. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he wants a blackout period, Jim, from, like, January 1st until...
Like the next week, Christmas, or the Christmas week, December 24th, like,
yeah,
vacation time, nobody can work.
Maybe that's what it is, blackout period, something like that. But he signed this deal. There's no doubt in my mind that he signed this deal when he did. Because now, really, everything just... The offseason just sort of started. I know that it now begins at the end of the World Series, but in baseball, the winter meetings are sort of the centerpiece of the offseason, and now it really gets going. He signed because his agent got that call and called him and said, Joe, they're offering you 3 years and $25 million. You're going to be really hard-pressed to find another offer like this one, pal. They're bidding against themselves. They just offered you a pile of cash.
Hey, you're going to L.A.
You're from... I think he's from... California. He's from Southern California, if I have that right.
Oh, there
I think
you
he's
go.
From that area. Yeah,
sounds right.
Yeah.
Right?
It looks like he is. Yeah.
Yeah. He acts, I mean, like a California guy, right?
Artsy, never really, artsy,
seems,
farty guy.
Really never seems like rattled. He just sort of, you know, goes with the flow.
Yeah.
Sort of got that California thing about him.
Born in Anaheim.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Oh,
see ya. What time's the flight leave?
20.
Honey, pack the bags.
I'm sorry. How much was that again? 25 million? We're there. Sure.
Look at his shirt up there. He's got no chest,
there.
No collarbone, no nipples.
No
nipples.
We found the nipples.
No problem.
We looked.
$25 million, you can have them. I'm glad the Red Sox did not overpay Joe Kelly the way the Dodgers just did.
I mean, the fight he started wasn't A-Rod-esque, right? That's not the moment you look where the thing flipped, but it's kind of a cool moment for him. One of the lasting impressions during a World Series season that you'll remember the guy for. That's why I started liking. Yes, let's go. Let's swing.
Yeah, I won't remember him for that.
I know.
I'd much rather remember him for what he did in the playoffs. He was great.
For throwing heat, locating.
He was great.
He located and threw heat.
He was never great outside of a small run at the start of this year. He really was. Yeah, he got off to a great start. And then the playoffs.
Yeah.
And all those other years he spent here, for the most part, he sucked.
He sucked.
You can have him.
He was the guy.
Wait
till June and July when he can't hit the broadside of a barn. And he's out there in L.A. making $8-plus million a year.
Like, and maybe he won't. Maybe he found something. But honestly, if you're any other team looking at him, including the one that just paid him, did they just ignore all the other stuff? Because you know how easy it is for these teams to go back now and look at every single pitch from every single outing. It's all there. You can go back and you can check out a guy's entire body of work. You wonder if they just get carried away with watching him in the postseason.
Well, I won't blame a team. I think that teams that are looking to spend money, and rich ones like the Dodgers and even the Red Sox too, or Yankees in previous years. I don't know what's going on with the Yankees now, but I think they're willing to overlook some of your flaws when they want to, right? They want to buy something. They want to make their team better.
I'll buy it.
They want to add something. And so they're willing to sort of overlook some of the flaws to spend the money. And I won't blame a team for putting extra value on what you do in the biggest spots. And they watched it. Yeah. They had a front row seat to that to see what he can do in the big spots.
There are worse reasons to overpay a guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. I'd go with that.
And I just think they're human at the end of the day, and they have bias the way all of us do. And when it comes to what have you shown me lately? You know, what have you done lately? What are you currently at?
It all started with us getting some Fortnite wins, led to a World Series win. Let's go.
That is a California guy to a team.
Let's go.
The fact that he got into the fight, I mean, that's got to be out of character for him.
But it started with
just
let's go.
Let's go.
Even keeled guy.
Yeah.
Joe Kelly.
Get something to eat.
Yeah, you always fall into the trap of, like, you know, falling in love with guys, not wanting anyone to leave after a championship run. But I like Joe Kelly. If they could have kept him, you know, same money.
What would you have paid him?
Exactly what he was making.
$5 million.
Well, $3.25 or whatever.
Yeah, I'd give him five.
No, but you know that he's going to be worth more than that. Here in the market.
You would have
given him five?
Yeah, I would give him 5 years.
Six.
15.
Yeah. But based on that, based on those samples of the beginning of the season and the postseason, I no longer cringed when he came out to the mound. It wasn't that
you were wishing.
Oh, hold on for dear life.
No.
I'd gotten over it, and I would have been happy to see him on the mound with the Red Sox this next season.
You were excited for them to get him up and get him in a bullpen and get him next up there.
Yeah, few more bucks, maybe. But no, not for what he's going to win.
Craig, I think the Fight Club's getting bigger by the day.
Hello.
I like to play baseball.
Craig Kimbrell find a job yet? Anywhere? Nope.
Drellick said he might be coming back.
I have a hard time believing that. If he's coming back, he's coming back because they got him cheap. I mean, I just don't see it.
There's no market for him then.
That's what I think he's probably finding out.
Well, the agent wants 6 for 100, right?
Yeah, 6 for 100. And every other, here's my question. What team would pay him that?
Nobody.
What team?
No.
None of them.
If I was thinking about this on the way in. If the Red Sox signed him for 4 for $14 per year, would you be okay with that?
No.
I still think that's high.
No, that's consistent
with what he made, though, right? Last year?
Was he 13, 14? Yeah, but you don't want to be on a hook for 4 years?
First of all, there's no 4 years for him.
Two.
Three.
Most.
No, he's not going to sign a 2-year deal.
I understand that.
3-year deal.
At two. We'll give you a little more if you just sign a 2-year deal. 2 for $30.
3-year deal.
All right, so 3 for $14. 3 for $42.
I don't love that either.
Yeah, no, me neither. I don't think I want him back at all.
There's no good way.
Right.
Because any offer that I'd put on the table for him, he'd be offended by. Like, listen, we'll pay you $10 million a year for 3 years. You want to do 3 and 30? We'll bring you back. No way he's going to take that.
It's kind of like Papelbon all over again. Like, oh, you know what? No, they're going to pay him that much. I don't want to pay him that. I'm good with him going.
How'd he do after that? He fell apart like most closers do. He was good for a little bit.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when
Zoe's greatest hits today for his birthday. All his favorites.
Is this the new thing? Do we get to do this for our birthdays every
sure.
year?
Well, Zoe gets to do it, so we all should get
Why
to
shouldn't
do
you?
It.
Beetle, when is your birthday?
You guys have never asked. Zoe asked before the show.
April.
So what do you want for your birthday? I said I want to pick the music today.
Mine's
what about
you? Mine's on a Saturday this year, so this
golf show.
Next year.
Well, you can play your own show. Music on your golf show.
Golf show. I think
in the hole. That's pretty good. For
Mine's on a Monday, so that works. Can make that work.
Can I do mine on the Friday before my birthday?
I would allow that.
Yeah, I allow that.
There you go. You have the votes of confidence.
Be like that lithium thing, man. Just crank it up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wham, wham, wham.
Yeah.
Rip your face off.
Scott Boras is suggesting like a great eight situation for baseball. He wants more wild card teams.
Okay.
Can you get on board with that?
Yeah, because I hate the way it's set up now. Yeah, the wild card playing, and just like you could have a great year. You could have two teams like the Yankees and Red Sox that have great years, and all of a sudden somebody's going to get squeezed out because all of a sudden you lose that play-in game.
Nope. I wouldn't touch it. I love it. I love that the baseball playoffs are simple and they're quick. Got your ALDS. What happens after that? Pennant series. What happens after that? World Series. We don't screw around with this.
Chris Mason, Eagle Tribune, writes, as far as competition goes, baseball isn't in a healthy place right now. Too many teams are tanking, and the league has done nothing to address it. Eight clubs lost at least 95 games last season. Eight! And stuck in no man's land, Seattle just auctioned off almost their entire roster. Attendance dropped 4% last year, and bogged down with tankers, the product suffered. In today's game, here's the quote from Boras, you've got a real problem. You've got clubs that are saying, I'm winning 89 games, and that's not something of value. Or winning 85 or 86 games, and it's not of value at all. The NBA and NHL have done a much better job than baseball in creating a fan-rewarded structure. And when you've got clubs and GMs that are moving the needle in their franchise from 68 to 75, and then from 84 to 88, and there's no reward for them, no playoff opportunity, we have really got to make sure we pay attention to what other leagues offer their fans. They're offering a 45% chance, or in the NBA, a 52% chance to get into the playoffs. Now, as Chris Mason rightly points out, that Boras has ulterior motives, and that is, with fewer teams paying to win, fewer teams are spending on free agents and his clients. But that doesn't matter. The point's a good one. He says, my idea is that we have the October wild card eight. So when you get into the wild card aspect of things, you add two wild card games to each league. And you come in and six plays seven. And then you're going to see 85 win teams and 87 win teams get into the playoffs. And then after six plays seven, the winner plays five and the winner of that plays four.
Nope.
So we are rewarding division winners. We're rewarding the top wild card winner. And then all of a sudden, winning games becomes very important. Wouldn't take much time. They'd all be one game playoffs. You could get it done in 3 or 4 days, and you could have a lot more teams in that wild card mix. Makes a lot of sense.
But I don't think you're talking a one game wild card
for
playoffs?
For all those teams.
So that doesn't solve the problem that Zoe brought up. It's like you can have this great season and lose it all and just do like one wild card playoff.
I would agree. It doesn't solve that problem. My bigger solution to this is shorten the regular season and expand the playoffs.
Thank you.
And do shorter series.
Yeah. Heaven.
You shorter kid. Series.
Heaven.
Shorter playoff series. Shorter regular season. Add more teams in. Add more series.
You can't go 162 and then extend it the way you want it.
The only seven-game series that should be in Major League Baseball are for the league. So you're talking about your ALCS, NLCS, and the World Series. Everything else can be shorter than that. I could shorten everything else to three games. Really? Three-game series. Like you play all year long in this sport. You play three-game series all year, 3 and 4 games. So do three-game series, add more teams, expand the playoffs, shorten your regular season. You'll make more money on your TV package. You will probably do okay attendance-wise. It would be much better.
Three-game series for the ALDS. You've only got 2 7-game series right now. Well, three for both.
If you want me to really get wild, I can shorten up that ALCS to 5 games if needed.
No,
but I'm just telling you.
They play back-to-back nights. It's fine.
The point is a good one. They should get more teams into the playoffs. The Tampa Bay Rays won 90 games last year in a tough division with both the Red Sox and the Yankees, and they can't get a shot at a playoff. That sucks. That's not good. A team like that that pulls off a 90-win season, they should be rewarded in some fashion. And there are. There's too many tankers because they get caught in the 85 to 90 win range. And it's not good enough. And so they say, well, I'm not getting anything for doing this. Might as well tank and get the draft picks. Might as well tank, take my revenue sharing money, get my draft picks, try and do what, like the Houston Astros did for a time.
I'll do you one better, Beetle. Shorten the regular season. Keep the playoffs the way they are. You don't have to expand them to include more wild card teams. The players have wanted this for years, too. And by the way, it's never going to happen. The owners are not going to agree to a shortened regular season. It's 162 for a long, long time, so get used to that. But to me, the real problem are the series that the meaningless series that go on in June and July, and it's like, you know, what are we doing here? And it just goes forever and ever. Now, still going to be playing baseball then, but have it all wrapped up by middle of October. That would be perfect. Cut off a dozen games from everybody's regular season schedule, but the playoffs to me in baseball, they're great. You got to play your way into the ALDS. You get a five gamer, then you got a seven game one to go to the World Series, and then boom, that's it. Championship.
One other quick thing from Vegas yesterday: Tony La Russa on with Mad Dog on MLB Network defending the pick of Harold Baines.
Most people think this is a bad.
You know what would be good? I would love to get into a legitimate confrontation debate where we pull out the stuff that we looked at and you tell me that weak ass superficial bullshit that you look at. I'll guarantee you.
You think he's a better Garvey. Player than Steve Garvey? He's not a better player than Garvey.
I'm not saying he's better than Steve Garvey should be there too then. Harold Baines is a Hall of Famer, and it's a shame that now he's being looked at as not ready.
Don't you think that a Hall of Famer, if he's a Hall of Famer, should have a year or two in his career where he wins an MVP?
Do you know in the... No.
Why not?
Because longevity, excellence over in the 80s and 90s, almost every one of the offensive stats that people trust, he was in the top four or five for 20 years. He drove in 100 runs late in his career, and he drove in early. He's game-winning RBIs. He's up there with the best of. He had a very distinguished career that you got to pick.
I agree. He had a good career. But did he ever lead the league in any categories?
He led the league in game-winning RBIs.
Game-winning RBIs.
Listen, clutch is valuable.
That was such a stat on 80s baseball cards, too. That was a stat on the, and they had the bold and italics for the league leaders. I can remember that because Dwight Evans.
GWRBI. How many of those do you have there?
But it could have come in the third inning.
So a lot of guys.
If you got the RBI that gave him the lead in the third inning and you kept the lead, that's the game-winning RBI.
You had more game-winning hits. Well, okay.
How about all those guys who were getting on base for you ahead of you in the order? It sounds like they're pretty good, too.
Game-winning RBIs. That's why that gets you into the Hall of Fame.
I just like Tony. That he's angry and pissed. Like, everybody, the view of La Russa is like, that's a guy that's old, that's checked out. He's just getting, one of those tag jobs where you cling on to an organization. And you're being around him with that Belichick thing. Ooh. And he's telling the stories. And now he's like, listen here, you son of a bitch. He's a Hall of Famer. You're a
crotchety old man.
Yeah, you know I mean, I'll get a physical confrontation with anybody who wants to. He's like,
I want to get in a confrontational debate about that.
It's like Mike Tomlin, we will shoot the hostage. It's not like we shot Boz. We get any more Tomlin from yesterday?
That's an offense. Today? That's an offense. Game-winning RBIs. That's what they're holding that up on?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, I give La Russa credit, though, for going on and at least talking about it.
He's pissed.
I'd like for the other 15 members to do the same.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
What year, Beetle? Come on.
1992.
I think it's before that. It's got to be late 80s. Silk. Here it comes. Turn up. So we're eliminating Le Freak Out. That thing's so overplayed. We're going to go with Silk now to introduce the Fantasy Freak.
This song was released in February of 1993.
Oh! Wheelhouse.
I was close. All right, let's welcome in the Fantasy Freak. That's a new one for him. Scott Kramling is with us.
What's up?
Hey, Scotty.
Boy, it's a new world here. That I kind of like that lead-in music. It really suits me, the kind of silky guy I am.
Right.
It's Zoe's birthday.
You finger licker.
He's picking every song. He's picking everything today.
I love it.
Jim picked this.
I love it.
DJ Zoe.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
Happy birthday, buddy.
All right, let's get to it. We get our lineup every week with Scott Gramling. We get to DraftKings pricing. That's how we fill out our lineup every week. We've been doing it for a couple of years now. How have we done lately? We doing okay?
Yeah, we've done pretty well. We didn't do well the week before last, but last week we had Amari Cooper go nuts. So that kind of balanced out. Cortland Sutton didn't do much. If Sutton had an average day, I picked Sutton. It was terrible.
And, wow! You're trying to rub it in his face.
I picked Zach Ertz, and Zoe was all over that pick, and he was right. Ertz had his worst game in about 2 months. So I give Zoe a lot of credit for that one as well. I'll take the credit for Cooper. That was a over 50 fantasy points, which got us cashing in some of the contests last week.
All right, here's my pick for this week. It is the third time ever that he is under $6,000 in DraftKings. I am taking the hometown guy. I am taking quarterback Tom Brady this weekend against the Steelers.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer almost. I can't believe he's so low-priced. Look at these guys.
Look at his numbers against them.
Oh, his number, 30 touchdowns and 4 picks in 13 games?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. And when you look at the guys that are priced the same as Brady, it's Lamar Jackson and Cam Newton are priced the same as Tom Brady this week.
One guy doesn't put numbers up, the other one's hurt. Yeah, it's crazy.
I know, it's ridiculous. And guys that are priced higher than them are like Mitch Trubisky and Matt Ryan. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's absurd.
I think you have to start. You have to start the lineup with Brady. It's a great pick, Beetle.
Okay, I'm going with a little bit more of an expensive guy, but I just think Antonio Brown. They're gonna have a lot of focus on him. I think they're gonna say we're not gonna get beat by the tight ends and McDonald and Jesse James. I'm going with Juju Smith-Schuster because I think on the drag routes and the crossing routes, he could accumulate a lot of yards, and I could see this guy getting in the end zone on Sunday.
Yeah, I like it. It is a high price at $8,000. Right. Antonio Brown is $8,500, but honestly, given
they're gonna take him out,
the same price. Well, if they were the same price, I think I would still take Smith-Schuster. And so you're saving $500 there. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I feel like the Steelers continue to always do the same thing against the Patriots, and it just doesn't work. I mean, they're a team that gets pressured by bringing more than four and do that against Brady, and we see what the numbers are. Because of that, I'm pairing Brady with Gronk. It's the first time all season that we've had Gronk in the lineup. He's actually the fourth highest priced tight end. Ebron, Kittle, and Ertz are all priced higher than Gronk at $5,800. I think he's a bargain. I know we just talked about how Brady's dominated the Steelers. Look at what Gronk's done against them. He's played 6 games against them, averaged more than 110 yards. He's got 8 touchdowns in those 6 games. Each of the last 5, he's gone over 90 yards. Only time he didn't go over 90 yards against the Steelers was back in 2010, and he scored 3 touchdowns in that game. So I don't see the Steelers having an answer for stopping Gronk, and to me, he's going to be the big beneficiary in this one.
Nice.
Brady and Gronk, we got Smith-Schuster at the running back position. I'm going with Jalen Samuels. He didn't have a good game against the Raiders, but fantasy-wise, he was actually okay because he caught the 7 passes for 64 yards. And I feel like that this could also be a part of the Steelers' offensive. I kind of agree with Zoe. I don't think they're going to be able to go to the tight ends, and the Patriots are going to take Brown away. I think it's going to be dump offs to Samuels, and it's going to be Smith-Schuster. So going with Samuels at only $5,200. Mixon is going against the Raiders, $6,100. I think that's good value there. I rounded out I got Stephon Diggs in there going against Miami. Xavier Howard looks like he's going to be out. We saw what the Patriots were able to do to that Miami defense. Miami on the road has been abysmal. They're giving up a ton of points. I think the Vikings bounce back from that horrible performance against the Seahawks. And I think Diggs at $7,600, again, a little expensive, but he's got a lot of upside. I had to save the money a little bit. I went with Curtis Samuel going against the Saints. Samuel's coming off a strong game this past week against the Browns at only $4,300. I think he's got upside. Another upside guy is Dante Pettis, who with everybody banged up in San Francisco last few weeks has kind of come on pretty strong. He's got 4 touchdowns last 3 weeks. He only had 49 yards against Denver because they got up big and were running the ball. I don't think they're going to get up big on the Seahawks. And against the Seahawks a couple weeks ago, Pettis went for 5 catches, 2 touchdowns, 129 yards. So That about does it there.
I like your Rams defense, though. I like your Rams defensive pick.
That's the thing. 2,700 left. Got the Rams defense going against Nick Foles. So it kind of rounded out nicely.
Philly's shutting it down, man. Philly is shutting it down. It's fun to root against them.
Without question.
Don't worry. Lane Johnson is having fun. You know, though.
Hey, they'll celebrate that Super Bowl for another six years, and they're not going to be 500. And it's going to be awesome.
So you're still doing your gambling podcast on MMQB, right?
I am.
You've been cleaning up lately? Jim has been paying attention to what you've liked and not liked the last couple of weeks. How have you been doing there? Good?
I have been mediocre on sides, and I've been killing it on totals. I'm at 56% against the spread for the season. Sorry, 56% on best bets.
Because didn't you love the Bears last week against the Rams?
Love the Bears.
How'd you do on that?
I did phenomenal on that one.
Oh, okay.
I had the money line and everything, but... you know, I got to be completely honest here. 2 weeks ago, I loved the Steelers on Sunday night against the Chargers. And at halftime, I was cursing that I didn't wager more on the Steelers. And then thank goodness I didn't, because what happened that second half is inexplicable. But, it's been a profitable season, and that's kind of all you hope for, right?
All right. Yeah, no, that is. That definitely is. So you can catch that podcast with Scott Grambling on MMQB. Here's the picks for the week. Tom Brady. It is Joe Mixon, Jalen Samuels, Juju Smith-Schuster, Stephon Diggs, Samuel Gronk, Pettis, and the Rams defense. Zero remaining dollars. We used up the entire cap again. Hopefully we're cashing this weekend.
I just want to add this as well.
What?
There's no Thursday night or Saturday guys in this lineup, so you can play this lineup as a 13-game lineup starting with the Sunday 1 o'clock games. I think you might want to consider that, because of the potential for how many points are in that Chiefs-Chargers game.
Got it. Good advice there. So don't go with a Thursday every game lineup. Pick it for Sunday only. Excellent. All right, Scott. Appreciate your time as always.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Happy birthday there, Zoe.
Thanks, Scott.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Line ma.org.